This is a declaration for Corey Howell, Corey Howell, date of service is 5-9-2024, date of birth is 5-21-1977. Date of accident is 1-6-2024. This patient was involved in an automobile accident as a pedestrian, and he was hit hard, leading to fracture and dislocation of the cervical spine, for which he had an anterior discectomy by Dr. Toh, TOE, as a neurosurgeon at DMC Hospital, where multiple discs were fused and replaced. He also had a fracture of the left wrist, ulna fracture, as well as metacarpal second, which have been operated at the time of accident. He also had a trauma to the right side of the lower lung with pneumothorax. He had a chest tube put in, and he's recovered. He's been followed up by the trauma surgeon there. I have recommended to see a pulmonary specialist as well. His pulse ox was only 94, and he reports that he's only 20-30% improved. He reports a weakness of the right upper arm, and he drops his phone. He has no sensation for heat and touch, and his numbness and tingling is constant. He's still continuing physical therapy, and he stumbled and fell because of the lower leg issues. Pain level is between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 9, and he reports 40-50% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADL for system review and for additional histories, and also for substance abuse and compliance plan. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 172/114, pulse is 59, pulse ox is 94. And rest of the exam remains the same from my previous visit of 4-11-2024, dictation number 0509-036. Plan is to continue the physical therapy to the affected area 2 times a week. He carries on with a attended care 4 hours, 7 days a week, with transportation, housework replacement, work disability, and case management. He's provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, trazodone 50 mg at night, Flexeril 10 mg every 8 hour PRN 90 tablets, lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram PRN, Lyrica 50 mg every 8 hour 90 tablets, and Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hours 60 tablets. The patient was informed that he failed to show his medication Percocet in the urine exam times 3 in the previous occasion, hence this medication has been discontinued for good. Thank you.